Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Phone lines, as always, at least the first half hour of our shows are wide open for you to join in and talk anything you want in the wide world of sports. It's 504-260-1870. And our text line is 870-870. Logan's behind the glass tonight. We've got a great show planned for you. Slew of guests, lots of big topics, and our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Are you a bad LSU fan if you don't go to the Georgia Southern game? It's been cropping up on social media. Fans saying, got beer now, have this, you know, remodeled the football operations building, which is going to look beautiful. You're not going to be able to go in it. Have all the tailgating. Football's finally back. Yeah, it's going to be hot. Be a little humid out there. Not a good opponent. But, hey, you're a bad LSU fan if you don't go. I would answer that squarely as no. Go to the games you want to go to. But we'll see how you answer that. That's been a raging debate on Twitter. So, speaking of something that got me a little enraged today, I read a story by Chris Miller. He just heard on WWL News. He wrote something online and tracked down that the Baby Cakes, our minor league baseball team here, formerly the Zephyrs, no, they've been leaving for about a year, heading off to Wichita. But the way that they are leaving and really leaving the city in the lurch has made me infuriated today. And I'll explain why in just a little bit. But this whole saga, and I really mean this, this entire saga over the last year, it came to a head today. And it got me thinking about, you know, any ex-girlfriends or boyfriends that you might have had. And I think most of us have gone through breakups during our lives, some of them better than others, some of them pretty darn bad. But have you ever had a girlfriend or a boyfriend who you're with, you're pretty into, been with them for a long while, you think things are going well, and all of a sudden you find out she's been cheating on you behind your back for a couple of years. And then she breaks up with you, but she wants to continue living in your building, in your house. But here's the catch. She also wants to bring her new guy over every night. Well, that to me has been the story of the Baby Cakes and New Orleans. New Orleans is the guy in this scenario, and the Baby Cakes are the girlfriend that's been cheating on us for years and wants to still stay in our house, but also wants to bring their new guy over every night. Now, if you've been following the saga along with me for the last handful of years, you'll understand that we had a new ownership group come to town in 2015. It was owner Lou Schweckenheimer, general manager Augusto Cookie Rojas. And look, I've had what I thought was a very good relationship with Cookie Rojas. Didn't agree with all of his decisions, but it's a professional of... I've had many sit-downs with him, many on-air conversations with him. We used to do our Friday night football shows out from the Shrine on Airline. And it was courteous and it was professional. But I'm telling you how I feel. And Cookie will probably get word of this. Maybe he's listening right now. I want to be very clear here. This isn't personal. But I'm mad, and I think a lot of people should be mad about this. Yeah, the ownership group come in and believe that they, and only they, knew how to make minor league baseball relevant in New Orleans. This ownership group from the northeastern part of the country, and I'm not originally from here either. So I have a lot of empathy for people who get the cold shoulder when they move to a new place just because you are not from here. Let me tell you, I still fight with that every single day. You should see the text lines and some of the calls I get. So owner Lou Schweckenheimer and general manager Augusta Rojas, they were introduced on November 30th of 2015. Since that point, they've rarely actually listened to input from the city, from the fans, from very smart business people here. Again, they believed that they had all the answers. They acted like New Orleans sports fans were broken and needed to be fixed. Not that the team was broken and needed to be fixed. It's going back to the girlfriend example. It's kind of like the girlfriend who sees all these things wrong with her boyfriend in her mind. But instead of embracing that really good guy for who he is, flaws and all, just wants to fix him. Well, that ownership group said the right things when they were introduced in 2015. Lou Schweckenheimer said, and I'll just read his quote here, "Our goal is to make the New Orleans Zephyrs one of the top franchises in all of minor league baseball. With the great South Louisiana fans, the love of sports here, and our hard work, we have every reason to believe that we will succeed." That was big-time promises there. Big words, big promises. Here's the problem. They almost immediately went wacky. And that started with the name change. From the Zephyrs, yes, not a lot of relation here other than the roller coaster that used to be. It was actually named after a train. I didn't necessarily mind them changing the name, but baby cakes? Baby cakes. Not king cake babies. Not king cakes. Baby cakes. Like, what? The entire city had a collective gag reflex in that moment when we found out the name. Again, this goes back to people who aren't from here, and I don't mind if you're not from here. Again, I'm not from here. But I didn't come to the city acting like I knew everything about talk radio and everything about NFL teams and how to cover professional franchises. As Logan flips around the baby cake logo to me over on the other side of the glass. No, this group believed that they, and only they, knew how to fix what they thought we're broken sports fans in a broken sports city. So you had the name change, and then you had a promise of, well, we're going to make the Baby Cakes the best organization in minor league baseball. You know, in that opening line, the opening press conference, their owner said, great South Louisiana fans reference the love of sports here. Well, you know what happened? A couple of years in, and they quickly start searching for a new city to relocate the franchise to. Our girlfriend was over us. We didn't really know it at the time. She cheated behind our back rather than work on the relationship. It was announced last September that they'd be headed to Wichita in a brand new shiny $73 million stadium. Oh, yeah. You found that businessman. He's got all the money. He's got the car. He's got the Rolex watch and, you know, we're working a 9-to-5 job here trying to feed ourselves and feed you, and you decide, well, that's more important. Okay, that's fine. The city, again, collectively reacted together, this time with antipathy. Kind of just collectively shrugged. Man, it kind of sucks. Thought this was going to be a long-term relationship, but oh well. I guess, you know what? Thinking about it, we weren't really happy with you anyways. City never really embraced the name change and embraced the baby cakes. So most people in the city, most people in the media, including me, you know what we did? We bit our tongues. And I did that for a specific reason. Yes, I had that relationship, like I said, with Cookie Rojas, their general manager. Didn't say a lot. I wanted to be respectful of their processes. Again, we saw this relationship as being completely over. The girlfriend was leaving, and like I've done in my previous relationships, I wish those people the best of luck. Try to keep it amicable. Well, today, on August 28th of 2019, Let me get this, what I consider a pretty big bombshell from Chris Miller in the WWL newsroom. Tonight and tomorrow, it's the end of Baby Cakes Baseball, formerly Zephyrs Baseball, in New Orleans. But apparently, the Baby Cakes ownership group has been actively, underhandedly blocking efforts by the city to possibly get a new tenant at the Shrine on Airline and possibly a new minor league team. And here's why. SMG has told us, has told WWL, that the Baby Cakes have not given them official word that they're going to break that lease. Now, everybody else knows it's going to happen. Wichita has that $73, $75 million stadium ready to open in the spring of 2020, which means the Baby Cakes will be headed there, and they'll be playing next season in Wichita. Everybody knows it. The responsible thing to do would be to let SMG, the company that manages the Shrine on Airline, well, we're going to break our lease. We're going to be gone. Go ahead and get ready and find a new tenant. But instead, they have thumbed their nose and probably a middle finger or two at the entire city of New Orleans, and they have not let the managers of the Shrine on Airline know that they're going to break that lease. And that means contractually, SMG cannot go out and court another tenant. The city and SMG cannot go out and try to get another minor league baseball team here. And I'll just read what Mike Haas, the Louisiana Stadium and Exposition District spokesman, said. Quote, they're under contract and have not given the LSED any official notice that they're leaving. The LSED anticipates that they will and is currently doing its due diligence anyway, looking for potential tenants that would keep the venue successful for Jefferson Parish in the future, end quote. But the story, again, goes on to say that, well, the Baby Cakes have actively hamstrung the search for their replacement in this city. So let's go back to that girlfriend analogy. So not only has our girlfriend cheated on us, not only has our girlfriend decided they still wanted to live in our building after they did that, not only has our girlfriend decided to, well, live in our building after they cheated on us and bring their new boyfriend over, now, when we try to say, well, you know what, I want to get back out there and date somebody, maybe want to bring somebody else in, they're actively trying to stop us from doing that. It's infuriating. I rarely get upset about the business of sports anymore, but this is absurd. So, as we finally wave goodbye to this baseball team that is terribly managed and has been pathetically managed from the top down since they got here in New Orleans, I say goodbye and good riddance, Baby Cakes. And don't let the door hit you on the way out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.